Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah. Hey, all right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty long because Bud Distributing, you know how it goes. You know how it is. Yeah.
All right, let's kick it off with Major League Baseball. I got a baseball story here for you that I'm going to need your Google, so get your Google ready.
I'm ready, Brock, man. I'm ready to Google.
Major League Baseball yesterday, Pirates beating the Tigers 3-2. Reds beating the Cubs 4-3. White Sox beat the Oakland A's 6-3. A's. Tonight, Detroit Tigers going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Pirates at 6:35. Reds going to be over in Chicago playing the Cubs at 7:40. White Sox going to be in Oakland playing the A's at 9:40. All right, here's my baseball story here. Listen to this. In the minor leagues, okay, this story confuses me. Okay, hear me out and then try to explain this to me. In the minor leagues, one of the biggest rising stars in the New York Yankees system hit an opposite field home run. It was glorious. Anthony Volpe, I think his name is, Volpe, ran around the bases. Then he was ejected by the umpire immediately as soon as he crossed home plate. Seems Volpe said something inappropriate to an umpire as he rounded third base. It says here, congrats on the homer. We'll see you later. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know anything about baseball. So what is an opposite field home run?
So opposite field home run is your weak side. So, like, let's say I'm left-handed.
So I'm right-handed. Typically, I'm going to hit it to the right side of the field.
Yeah, the way the bat swings. So you're going that. No. Right. You're going to hit it to the left side of the field. So if you were to hit it to.
So
if I'm on the left side of the plate, I'm going to hit it to the far left side of the stadium. Make sense? Or if I'm on the right. Wait, because I hit on the right side of the plate. Yeah, so if I hit on the right side of the plate where I'm swinging, I'm going to hit it to the left. Because it's farther than I believe. I think that's what it is.
So the opposite would be left for you, it'd be right for me.
Exactly. Because you're on the left side of the plate.
Right.
So where the catcher is, right? You're to the left of the catcher. You're going to head to the right side of the stadium.
Okay. Yep. All right. See, that tells you, like, little terms like that. Like, I never played the sport.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Yeah. You know? So, there you go. So he hit an opposite field home run. It was glorious.
Smoked it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nailed it.
But he was ejected by the umpire immediately as he rounded third base. What did he say?
Yeah. You see that?
It's something about his mom or something? Hey, relax.
Yeah. You think I hit that ball hard? Wait till I get to your mom. It's like, geez, dude. Calm down. Relax.
Yeah. Listen to this, man. Here's some pro football news here for you. According to a new survey, there's expected to be a 36% increase in the number of Americans that will bet on the NFL this season compared to last season. 32 states overall that passed sports betting laws. Insiders expect that 45.2 million Americans will have money on the line between now and the Super Bowl. Which Michigan is part of that now. And I know that because there were 3 planes flying over Silver Beach over the weekend. Do sports betting, blah, blah, book.
Ugh,
yeah.
That's terrible, man.
Which, like, you know, honestly, you couldn't see it until you were, like, really underneath the planes anyway. Yeah. Whoever spent that money kind of wasted some money.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Make the letters bigger so we can read them. Kind of the point.
What's that say? I didn't even say. I can't even see what that
says. The whole time. That's where. What is that? Everybody's squinting their eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, you going to bet on some football?
I always bet on football. Nothing too major. But now with this year and being able to do it, like you know, through apps and everything like that, I think I might throw some change down. Unless my wife is listening, then absolutely not. I'm not going to.
I'm going to bring up some saltiness. You might be mad at me, but I'm going to do it anyway. So Brock had an opportunity to see Aaron Rodgers the very last time he's going to be playing for the Green Bay Packers. And he can't go.
You're talking about so my our buddy Matt across the hall here on the country station. He's like,
he's a big Green Bay fan too, just like you, Brock.
He said, hey, are you going to be home for Christmas this year? And I said, no, we're traveling down to Missouri because Kiki and I switch holidays. So we'll be in Wisconsin for Thanksgiving, Christmas in Missouri, and then we'll switch next year. Well, this year just so happens to be that he has a buddy who has second row corner end zone seats. For the December
meet and greet Aaron Rodgers tickets. Yep.
I get to sleep with Aaron Rodgers if I go to this game and I can't go. Nope. So I forgot to talk to Kiki about that. Maybe we'll switch it up.
Dude,
maybe
you have to.
I mean,
surprised you haven't asked her yet.
These tickets don't come along.
You know how expensive those tickets are.
Yeah, they're not cheap. And I don't know if the guy's just giving them up or if I got to pay for them. Because if he's just like, oh, yeah, you can have him, then I'd be
a sign from God. That's what it is. Jesus himself was like, Brock, we're going to give you an opportunity to see Aaron for the last time.
It's not the last time he's playing.
It is the last time. No. He ain't going back next year. That's
They're going to win the Super Bowl. He's going to come back and win another Super Bowl. He's got like three more Super Bowls in him, man.
Not for Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. You know, first the mom comment about my mom being a cow in the backseat, and now you're being a real piece of trash this morning, huh?
Just trying to twist your nip or something, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, how about
I'm looking out for you, buddy. That's why I'm bringing it up because, hey, you should be going to this game.
I'll ask Kiki tonight. I already know the answer, so I might as well. You know what? Let me rephrase that. I'll get into an argument tonight. How about that? There you go.
Right there. Just be a bag. Just be like, hey, you know what? We can Zoom the family get together, right?
Yeah. Come on.
Right
now.
From the game.
And she could go down, and I'll just go up to Wisconsin. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I do have another story, but I just kind of wanted to bring that up. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you're a real jerk, all right? Tell you what, this is going to be your last morning show. You keep it up, pal.
Yeah. Tickets the last year. I do have an endurance story. His name's Daniel Scali of Australia. I'm going to save that for next hour. He did the world's longest plank, which actually was pretty long. So that and more coming up next hour.
That's your sports for now, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:25, Brock Hunter.
Hey. Sports time.
Sports time. Yeah, you're right. It is time for sports. And we want to get right to it because, honestly, we have probably some of the best audio we've ever had for a sports report. So let's get to it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with the delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm kind of thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty anymore because Bud's got you. They got you. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's kick it off with some NFL action, man. Bill Belichick, more specifically. Belichick speaking out about cutting Cam Newton, basically. Cam is on the Patriots' starting quarterback list this year, but they shockingly are now going with Mac Jones as their lead passer. One of the first time Patriots coach made the decision. 2001, Tom Brady. While Drew Bledsoe was out with an injury, kind of stepped up, and you know how that worked out. So we have some audio of
Bill Belichick talking about it. Practicing.
Look, when you hear Hunter do his Belichick impersonation, be like, oh, that's probably a stretch, right? He doesn't really talk like Bill Belichick, and we got a good game there.
If you got some audio.
This is audio Bill Belichick talking about cutting Cam Newton.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they had that you're not able to keep them. But I have enough of a positive thoughts and feelings for Cam. You know, he came in here, he worked hard, he gave us everything he had. And right now, our future is going to be Mac at quarterback.
Dude, he's two octaves lower than Boomhauer. If he goes up two octaves, he's Boomhauer. That's it.
Tough somebody that works so hard to see, you know, on the team this year. So
it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they had.
I mean, what?
Show some emotion, man. Come on.
There is literally no fluctuation in his tone, in his cadence.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they had.
Dude, nothing. There is no inflection.
He's got to, like, get into it, you know.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they had that you're not able to keep them. But I have enough of a positive.
Oh, there he went up a little bit.
I have enough of a positive.
That's a little bit more, but.
Got a little excited there, Bill.
Feelings for Cam. You know, he came in here.
There's it right there.
feelings for Cam.
What feelings? There's literally no feelings in your voice there, Bill.
Feelings for Cam. Right now.
I mean, that is just...
Bill! You just won $1 trillion in the lottery.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that...
Bill!
Bill!
Bill, you just discovered time travel for the first time ever.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that...
Bill, we just found out that you're immortal.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and...
It's so ridiculous. Damn, dude, show some emotion, would you?
We don't even care about the news with it. It's just Bill Belichick, like, just monotone, no inflection, dude. No emotion right there.
All right, moving on. More pro football this morning.
No, it's always tough to...
All right, moving on. Damn it, Bill, you're funny. All right, more pro football. According to a new survey, expect to be a 36% increase in the number of Americans that will bet on the NFL this season. A lot of people putting down some cash, man, especially with all these states, with 32 states overall that have passed sports betting laws. Insiders suspect that 45.2 million Americans will have money on the line between now and the Super Bowl. What do you think about that, Bill?
Damn it. I wasn't. Hold on. Wait. Ask Bill again.
What do you think about that, Bill?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have.
Gambling stuff. It's a tough thing. So stupid. All right. We got to move on. We got to keep going. We're running short on time here. Endurance is in your sports this morning. Daniel Scali of Australia set a Guinness World Record for the longest plank. What's a plank? Wait, what is the plank again?
That's where your body is straight and you're on your forearms, right? And you hold.
So your legs, are your toes touching?
Yeah. So imagine a push-up, but you just rest then on your forearms and you just hold it there. It's an ab workout. It's abs.
But your toes are touching, huh? It doesn't seem like it'd be that hard.
What do you mean your toes are touching?
What, your toes touching the ground?
Yeah. So imagine you're in push-up form, right? Now just bring yourself down to your forearms.
Okay.
And then you just hold that.
It seems kind of easy, to be honest with you.
Hunter, anyway. Plank right now. You couldn't do it for 30 seconds, I bet.
What, plank? Come on.
Yeah.
No, dude, unless my feet are floating off the ground, it's pretty easy to sit there on your forearms.
What are you talking about? How long did this guy plank for?
All right, this guy, he smashed the previous record for by an hour, I should say. Scali held a plank position for 9.5 hours.
Dude, that's insane. That's insane. Hunter, I implore you to plank after this and be like,
Actually, the wife just got in. She's doing it for me right now. She walked down. She's like, hey, this is... That doesn't look that hard.
Oh, my God. It says the guy.
Get out and do it. All right, hang on. I'm going to put it on the radio real quick.
Get right there. All right.
I'll do it for the rest of this break. I bet he can't even last 10 seconds.
He's the guy who hasn't done a push-up in how long, Amanda?
A female push-up, too? While I'm down here?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be here all day.
All day. Tighten your core.
Yeah.
My
all right, hold it. He's probably already shaking. He's probably already shaking. I can see it.
All day.
All right, get back. I gotta go.
All day. No, I'm good.
Yeah, just put the microphone down on the ground because apparently Hunter's a fitness master. Ridiculous. Yeah, right. All day. Unbelievable.
All right, hey, we needed to toughen up the plank a little bit, guys. That's not a workout.
Okay, now do that for 9 hours.
Any position for... I couldn't sit in this chair for 9 hours.
You're ridiculous. You are ridiculous.
The ground.
Both of you. You know, no wonder you have a bunch of fupas hanging around. Your plank workout doesn't do much.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. All right, there you go, Daniel Scali, planking for 9.5 hours for some reason.
Hey, Bill, what do you think about that?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given all they have that you're not able to keep them, but...
Oh, I love it. You got anything
That's
else?
It. That's it.
Sports
That's it.
Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.